Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Bea Williams.
I'm Wendy Papazian.
And I'm Sarah Reynolds. And today we're going to dive into a topic that honestly you don't really hear talked about a lot. And that is about your personal energy. We're going to talk about protecting your energy is by far one of the most important things to master when building an empire. So we're going to cover four things. The first is, what is personal energy? So we got to be on the same page about what that is. Number two is, why protecting your energy is so, so important, especially as an empire builder. Number three, we're going to talk about a morning routine to set your energy for the day. And number four, we're going to dive into some practical hacks on how to protect your energy throughout the day. So energy is real. And I do have to mention, we missed Seychelle today. Yeah, Seychelle is building her wealth today. And so we are going to survive
without
her. She's
buying her lake house today in Michigan, which is incredible.
Which is awesome. So we're super happy for her. But of course, we do miss her. So wanted to give her a shout out this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and let's define personal energy, right? I think that it warrants a definition before we jump into this. Personal energy is really, you know, the amount of effort you're capable of giving. Right. So the effort you're capable of giving with your mind and your body. And it's the effort you're capable of giving to things, peoples, and challenges. And I would say tasks, things and tasks. So it's things that are subtle or non-physical, right? So it's your aliveness. It's not something you see.
It's almost intangible.
Yeah. It's like
it's an intangible thing.
Yeah, your aliveness.
You can't see it. Yeah. Yep.
You can't see it. And yet it's one of the most important things, you know, aside from your time, really.
That's right.
Yep, one of the most important things.
Yeah, yep. For sure.
Well, there's just really five areas of your life where your energy is really important. And that is your spiritual energy, your physical energy, your emotional energy, your mental energy, and business energy. And those are the five areas we're going to focus on today.
I'm just laughing because that is your life. basically.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like we said we can't see them, but that's our entire life is that are those things. So we're going to focus on that in one podcast. We're going to address everything to do with your life. But why is protecting your energy so important?
Well, I just think your energy impacts every area of your life. And if you're not protecting and managing your energy throughout the day, and I would also argue managing your energy throughout the day, but also managing the stages of your life and understanding what's going on. Mm. I know I've had conversations with both of you guys, you know, who are still in the middle of the pandemic about how it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? So not only do we need to manage our energy every single day, but we really need to think about what we're going through.
Mm. Yes.
Right? And what's coming up in our life, right? Do we have a really hard thing that's coming up? And so we need to manage our energy and think about maybe we need to plan a vacation or, you know, we need to say, hey, you know what? If this pandemic is going to last for 18 months, I can't really sustain working 16-hour days. I just can't do it. You know, we can do that for a day or a week or even a month, but
I think that for a year. Wendy, you know, to that point, so well said that one of the ironies of managing your energy is it's all about recovery. So ironically, managing your energy is almost more about the recovery time than it is about the go time, which kind of sounds weird, I think, but it's true.
No, that's true. Nope. Yeah. And I'm experiencing that right now. I don't know about you guys, but a big part of where I get my energy back is on vacation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not going on vacation and not traveling for business, right? And getting that energy from travel. It's really kind of messing with my flow, you know?
Yeah, my dad always says if you don't break apart, you're going to break apart. Meaning if you don't take the time, if you don't take the time to come apart, you literally will come apart. Wow. And I think all of us through this period have been not taking the time for ourselves, right? Not taking the time to re-energize. Mm. And I think it's really important to first of all acknowledge it. Right? Which is, I think, what we're doing right now. Acknowledge that. And then also, what are we going to do? We've got a plan for this to be more of a marathon. What are some adjustments that we need to make sure that we're really protecting our energy?
Well, I love that, Sarah. And your dad is so wise. And I just had an aha. There's a lot of us that are working at home with our spouses during the day. And we're not breaking apart during the day. We're just kind of seeing them. And that's causing a lot of stress in relationships, right? It's like there's no outside energy that people are bringing back to the relationship and the conversation and all that. And so, yeah, I love that. Super wise.
Yes, I wrote that down. That's awesome.
Smart daddy.
So a lot of it comes down to how you start your day. And we're gonna really talk about a little bit later in terms of some things that we have put together in terms of protecting our energy. But a lot starts with how you start the day off.
Yeah.
And many of us follow Gary Keller's sort of energy plan that he outlined. And I would love to talk about that with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. It's a 5-step energy plan, Sarah. So we're going to kind of walk through all of it. And it really is, you're going to hear, I think, encompasses all of our lives, you know, all the aspects of our lives, as we said earlier. So the first one is meditate and pray. And that's your spiritual energy. That's protecting your spiritual energy.
I'll just jump in and say, even before all that, I think your energy comes from your sleep. You know, for most of us, sleep is the first domino.
Yes.
And I know I haven't been sleeping that well lately, and my husband hasn't been sleeping that well. And luckily, I slept well last night, so I have a lot of energy for today, but my energy's been lacking. So really starting with the sleep then rolling into that great morning. And the second one is, you know, I love that meditate and pray for spiritual energy. I think that's really important to start your day. A lot of people start the day and they just pick up their phone and they go and they do.
Yes, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, so many people, and I actually fell into the trap of that more during this pandemic time than I did other times, because it was like I was on edge all the time, and then you reach for your phone right when you wake up. And before this happened, I sort of had more of a routine. Mm-hmm. The kids had to get ready for school, and I had my morning time to myself, which was really important. But meditating and praying, not picking up your phone right away. Mm-hmm. I think we've got to say that. If you're doing that right now, stop it.
Yeah.
leave the phone down and take time to meditate. Take time to pray. For me, I read my Bible, and that really helps sort of ground me. Whatever it is that you do that sort of grounds you, that gets that spiritual energy in the morning, make sure that you're taking the time to do it.
Well, and for me, it's really gratitude, you know, so I wake up and I just run through all the things that I'm grateful for. I do the exact same thing when I go to bed at night. And when you pick up your phone, what you're doing is you're not starting the day with your own priorities. You're starting the day with other people's priorities, or if you're on social media, if you're on Instagram, it's all of a sudden that part of your brain is just super activated. And if you can start your day with a little bit of clarity and focus around what you want and what your priorities are, it's a lot more powerful.
So true.
Yeah. And you guys know that I took a meditation course and started meditation a couple months ago in May. And it has been really, really hard for me. And one of the interesting things is they suggest that you set a timer. It's the kind of meditation called transcendental meditation. And it's 2 times a day for 20 minutes a day. And the only timer I have is on my phone. And I cannot tell you how distracting that is to have a timer on your phone while you're trying to meditate, because you kind of sneak a peek and then you say, oh, I have 3 text messages that just came in. I mean, it's horrible. So I really, really agree with you guys about just trying to not have that phone in the morning. Phone brings you right down to like the immediate tactical problems in your life. And I think the great thing about a morning routine where you're protecting your spiritual energy is that you're staying on a higher plane. You know, you're in your spiritual zone, you're in a reflective zone. And the minute you look at those messages or Facebook or Instagram, it's just bringing you right down to the immediate present issues, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes me reiterate also what you're saying, Via, as well as what Wendy said, is, and it makes me think of our episode, Say No to Say Yes, right? When you are picking up your phone, you're saying yes to other people, which then in return, you're saying no to yourself.
Yeah.
And I think we need to realize that when we're doing that. For me, I've had to stop myself recently because I was doing it so much. And I realized I'm putting myself on the back burner, because the first thing you need to do for your day is to feed your spiritual self, because you then have to lead the organization. So it's so, so critical.
I love that, Sarah. And I just would highly, highly recommend removing every notification possible on your phone.
Yes.
I know so many people who every email they get a ding. I don't do it now, but for quite a while, I turned all my text messages notifications off because it's just highly, highly distracting.
It is.
You know? And I know every Facebook comment or whatever, I mean, you could literally waste your whole day, just checking your notifications and going back and forth and switch tasking. And that's just not a great way to start your day.
Yeah. And now with everyone communicating different ways, you know, I used to always say like your email is a to-do list anyone can add to, mm-hmm. right? If you run your day by your email, mm-hmm. but now it's like your Facebook Messenger, your Instagram Messenger is also those things. And so that I think that is so key is turning those notifications off. And then having time where you go, of course, check them.
Yeah, go check them.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to not check your text
exactly.
messages. Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's really bad when you're in real estate if you don't check your text messages. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but you do it on your own time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And since we're on spiritual energy, I think it warrants, you know, before we move into the second one, I think it warrants talking about, you know, what spiritual energy is. And I used to think, I remember I had a coach and she said, Via, are you spending enough Via time? Do you have enough Via time? And I was like, yeah, I do. You know, I get my manicure, pedicure very regularly. I get my eyelashes done every other week. Like I have my thing, you know, even once a month I go get a massage. Woo. And she was like, that's not spiritual time. I mean, spiritual time is really taking care of yourself and others and, you know, and being reflective and having, you know, time that's yours or that you're giving to others, right? And so we have to protect that. And we're not going to protect it probably looking at our phones. Everything you guys both said has nothing to do with that, really. It just doesn't, you know? Yep. And so I think that's really important.
Yeah. So what's number two, Wendy?
Number two is physical energy. And so what that means is how are you exercising? Are you exercising in the morning? And what are you putting in your body as far as eating goes? And, you know, I've always been a morning person, so it's real easy for me to get up and exercise. We have a trainer that, used to come to the house at 5:30. So that meant we were up at 5. And we work out for an hour. And then we have a good breakfast together as a family. And you know, I'll just brag on myself a little bit. I hit a personal record this morning, guys.
Woohoo! Yeah.
I deadlifted 187.5.
So good.
Pounds.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I mean, and that's just consistent effort over time. That's not
that's awesome.
It's not amazing, actually. It's just it
sounds
just
amazing
8 years of
to
work.
Me. It is. Yeah, it is amazing. It's more than we deadlifted
years of work.
Today.
Yeah. So that exercise is really great, and because my husband and I do it together, we get to experience the third kind of emotional energy that we're going to talk about, which is emotional energy. So Jay and I get to work out. We get to be there together. It's not exactly like being on a date, but it kind of feels like a date. And we can work out things maybe that are going on in business or personal or family life. And so it's just a really nice way to have that time. And it's also me time, you know, 100% of the time. I'm present. So it's kind of like spiritual energy too, because I'm really present in the moment. And then I'm working on making myself stronger, right? Which you know, when you can deadlift 187 pounds in the morning, you kind of feel like you can take on the world.
You
know? So no matter what else is happening, at least you feel you know, pretty successful already. And that can carry you throughout the day. It's kind of like making your bed. You know, there's all these stories about how, like, if you make your bed, you know, it's one thing that you kind of accomplished and feel good about. So
I love that. This year, my word is health and focusing on my health. And I'm keeping on my phone as the screensaver. And it says exercise is the most underutilized antidepressant.
Oh, I love that.
And it's true, right? Yeah. When we have physical activity, it's science. Like our endorphins are going and we feel good. And when we're talking about energy, you can't talk about energy without talking about exercise.
Yeah. And I was talking to my trainer this morning. I love that, Sarah. It's so true. You know, we as women, a lot of times we spend a lot of time, you know, getting our nails done and getting our hair done. And I've always just said, you know what, instead of spending all that time doing all that stuff, we can exercise, right? Spend an hour exercising instead of doing all that. And you maybe don't look quite as good, but you feel a lot better about yourself, you know?
You do look good though too, right?
You look good.
But I mean, of course, but you'll just feel better about yourself.
Yes, and
right?
Confidence also looks good,
take that time. If you're one of these people who's like, I don't have enough time, right? Yeah, well, what are some of the other things that you're doing? This will make you feel a lot better.
I think what's cool about physical energy, well, specifically about working out, I was very in shape a few years ago, not now, full disclosure, not now. And I was going to, as you guys know, 4 to 6 spin classes, either at SoulCycle or Flywheel, every single week. And I loved it. And during the physical energy part, so during the class, this is going to sound weird, the music's so loud, you can't hear yourself think, right? So the music's super loud and the room's black. It's like dark, right? It was like meditation, Wendy. I think a lot of people do kind of things, extremes. It brought me back into mindfulness, right? During it. Mm-hmm. But what it did afterwards is it gave me physical energy. So during it became almost a spiritual exercise, I would say. You know, but afterwards I got the physical energy, but I did want to add something to this, you guys. And Wendy touched on it earlier, but I just think it's important to mention kind of the big three, which is sleep, dehydration, and blood sugar. And I think that when we talk about managing like our physical energy throughout the course of a day, the foundational aspect of that is sleep. Wendy's really good at sleep. She's read a lot about it. But also,
I'm a good sleeper.
You're my sleep guru. I've called you that before. You're
like what you say to babies.
Every time I like...
She's such a good sleeper.
Wendy's like my walking Wikipedia about sleep. But also like balancing your blood sugar, you know, not spiking it, not eating a whole bunch of sugars in the morning, for instance, and spiking that blood sugar and having a crash when you should be at your peak performance. Most of us, well, most humans anyway, we're at our peak performance like, you know, mid-morning. And so we should be amplifying that and like making it bionic, not like, you know, sabotaging it, right? And that's what managing your energy should feel like. And most of us should be taking breaks every 60 to 90 minutes and adding hydration, you know, in those breaks so that we're just replenishing ourselves, because that's a sapper. Dehydration is probably more of an energy sapper than you think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, I know when I'm thirsty, I feel like eating.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
And, and the key with these five things that we're going over right now is to have them done by 11 a.m. And then obviously continue with like what Via is saying, making sure you're hydrated, making sure you're throughout the day also putting the right things into your body as well. But how you start your day matters so much with how you're setting up your energy. So that leads to number three, which is my favorite, which is emotional energy. As a young mom, I love this one because every morning after I have my spiritual time, I spend time with my babies. And I've always done that from Olivia's 7 now. So every morning is my time with special time with my kids. And so you want to hug, you want to kiss, you want to laugh. I get down on the floor with them and just like spend time with, I mean, they matter so much. Spend time with the people that matter and make sure that you're feeding into them and they're feeding into you, your family. So that's number 3.
Yeah, so important.
Yeah, Wendy, I love that you have breakfast together every morning as a family and that you cook like a short order cook. Like you're cooking like, it's like a hot breakfast. It's not, here's your cereal, kid. Which, you know.
No, yeah. Well, it helps. I love to cook. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's one, that's not one of our family goals, is to have breakfast and dinner together. Kind of, I don't know, brackets our day together as a family. Because, you know, not necessarily now because nobody's doing all their activities like they used to. But when you have older kids and when you're, you know, when your kids are younger too, you're always driving them to activities. And so that's always been a big priority for us, is to have breakfast together as a family and then to have dinner together as a family. And so, you know, I'm kind of controlling what my kids eat, I guess, a little bit. And then
you are.
And then we get that emotional energy together. And we, you know, we hold hands and we, you know, we pray and we say what we're grateful for at dinner. And so it's kind of like the meal together is the physical energy, the emotional energy, and the spiritual energy all in one. And that's always been on our goals as a family since our kids could sit down and have dinner.
Yeah.
No, I loved when I got to spend the night at the Papazian household and got to spend my morning working out. Yeah, working out and then having our sit down hot breakfast together. I was like, this is awesome.
I know, right?
But it was like,
I feel sorry for my kids when they hit like real life. They're going to be like, wait, what?
There's not quiche made for me every
morning.
There's
not quiche for everyone? Yeah.
Okay, so let's go into the fourth, which is mental energy, right?
Yeah.
And so really a lot of this comes down to your plan for the day in your calendar and making sure your mental game is where it needs to be for the day. What do you guys do in terms of your mental energy in the morning?
Well, you know, a lot of us are in sales. And I think that positive, it's going back to emotional energy, actually, you know, positive emotions and pleasure build performance, right? And negativity inhibits performance, right? And so in the morning, what I'm spending a lot of my time doing is pumping up my brain and my emotions, actually. So on the way to work every single day, there is either a podcast or an Audible on right now. I'm reading Fanatical Prospecting on Audible.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And
that's
so,
a great book.
Yeah. I hadn't, you know, it's funny. I've referred it to so many people and I hadn't read it yet. We really do need to do our favorite books episode, ladies.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. So I do a lot. And I just wanted to share one of the things that I do is that if I'm feeling low or I'm feeling discouraged, actually, this might be emotional energy. You know, it's both. It's both the mental. I don't know how many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I saved a screenshot that somebody said to me. And Wendy, you were on one of the very first ones. I can't remember who the first one was, but someone said something really amazing to me and I saved it. And it became, there was an inside joke with a couple of friends and they were like, frame this. So I named the photo album on my iPhone, I named it the Frame This photo album. And ever since then, whenever someone texts, messages me, even I've put some comments from Facebook on there, says something amazing to me that really speaks to me and makes me feel good, I've saved the screenshot. So like Gary Keller has texted me a couple amazing things. Those are in there. You know, a lot of you guys are in there. Ben Kinney's in there. Brad Inman's in there. Just people that have sent me really amazing things and I've saved them over the years. And I look at them. And so it's like an affirmation that other people, it just makes me feel really, really good. So that's one of my hacks when I'm trying to build that mental and emotional energy up.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what do you do, Sarah?
So for me, every night and then the morning, I look at my priorities. And so I use the Panda Planner and it has sections of priorities. And I know, so after I spend time with my kids and really feed that energy, I move into sort of the business mental energy. And for me, a lot of energy comes down to having a plan and knowing what the day, you know, what's at the end of the day, how am I going to know that this was a win? You know, and so what are the priorities that I need to make sure that my time is focused on? And I look at them again. So I look at them at night. I also look at them in the next morning. Sometimes things change in that period of time, depending on what you have going on. But making sure that I put my priorities in front of me has been super key, both in setting the day up, but then also we're going to talk about protecting it. Once you set the day up, you got to protect it.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it comes down to knowing what your priorities are in the beginning of the day. And so that's so key.
Yep. And I would say for me, that starts on Sunday.
Yes.
You know, where I sit down and I probably spend an hour plotting my personal and professional priorities with my calendar, right? So I'm taking my calendar out. I'm looking at, you know, because we've already got some things probably on our calendar that are either recurring or they've been planned out, or we've got personal time blocked or activities with our kids or whatever that looks like. So I'm pulling out my calendar and then I'm looking at my priorities and I'm taking my priorities and I'm I'm taking my priorities that I want to get done for the week and I'm plotting them out on my calendar.
Yes.
Right. Figuring out like, I need to get these things done. And then so for me, every morning it's pulling out, I call it the 411, you know, 4 weeks, 1 month, 1 year. I'm pulling that out. I look at that every single morning. It's digital, but then I have a notebook, right, where I'm also kind of putting some of my to-dos down, you know, because we have our priorities, but then we also have, you know, just some other things that need to get taken care of. And then I'm looking at all of that. And for me, then I'm seeing like, what can I delegate, right?
Yes.
So can I send it to my personal assistant? Is it something that somebody on my team can take care of? Is it something I can kind of maybe do for later? And all of those things give me clarity for the day, right?
Yes.
And if I can accomplish a few of those priorities in the morning, right? A lot of my big stuff, then the afternoon is gravy, honestly. Yeah.
That's so good. That's so good, Wendy.
Yeah. I use a 5-minute planner just to add on everything you go. I do all of that. Just the only thing I would add is I do the 5-minute planner every morning just to kind of, for those of you who might be more digital than using the Panda planner, because it's 3 gratefuls and 3 priorities. And then the other thing I would add, Wendy, I do, it's so cool. It's almost identical. I do throw I have my monthly, weekly, and daily priorities as a recurring appointment at 7:45 a.m. on my calendar that shows me is free, so it doesn't block an appointment, and I add to it in the morning, and then I review it, and so it's just kind of literally physically on my calendar.
You make it an appointment to look at your priorities. Yeah. Is what you've done.
Yeah,
so you're saying that's smart.
I'm saying, yeah.
Well, yeah, I hope our listeners are really listening right now, because honestly, when I'm hearing you guys and also hearing myself, but when I'm hearing you guys, this is a key reason for our success, is that we know going into the day what we're going to be focused on. And then what Wendy said, what Via said, you got to time block those things, right? And so you know ahead of time, okay, this is what I'm going to be focused on today. So good. Yeah. What's number 5, Via?
Number 5 is business energy. So this is near and dear to my heart because, I mean, we're all involved in so many entities. I know I'm involved in 13 entities. And so I have to protect this energy. And it's really funny because, you know, I mentioned I was reading Fanatical Prospecting. There's a reason. And that is that I'm focused on one of our entities. It has bumped up to the first priority because it's just not doing well, you know, and that happens. And in my reflection time over the last, you know, couple of weeks, I'm like, the one thing I can do such that by doing it, the business is going to proceed is I need to get back on the phones and lead generate again. And I need to cold call and do all the things. And so I'm doing it. And I'm, you know, I'm constantly lead generating in a different rhythm and a different cadence. This is different. This is like every day, kind of back to when I was doing sales full time. And so it's a different cadence. And so I am bolstering myself. I'm listening to Fanatical Prospecting. I'm listening to all sorts of podcasts right now about sales. Like I'm in it. You know, I kind of envelop myself in it to get myself mustered for that. So,
yes. And then having that done in the morning is key. So then, because so many things go wrong throughout the day. And if you don't have the most important things done first, then your whole, that's how you can't grow a business. If you're not making the priority, the most important thing. So lead generating is key. The best way to solve any business that's not going in the direction that you want it to go is to pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
You know,
ring, ring.
Can I share a Brady Sandal quote on that? Brady Sandal is just phenomenally talented real estate agent based in Palm Springs. And he really got in my head early in the pandemic. And he, you know, he basically was like, Via, now is the time to fall in love with discipline, because having a relationship with discipline takes less energy and produces greater results than your emotion. So how you feel about lead generating, are you in a good mood? Are you in a bad mood? What your state of mind is, we can't rely on that. Right now, we have to fall in love with discipline. Discipline, and I would say habits maybe. Maybe habits instead of discipline, right? And I think that when you talk about business energy, Sarah, and you talk about doing it in the morning, I feel so darn good about myself if I spend an hour in the morning making the calls I promised myself I'd make. I don't care about the results.
You're like, I did my job.
I did it.
Yay.
Yes.
The rest of the day's gravy, like you said, Wendy, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I would just add that for those of you that are listening that maybe are rolling their eyes and saying like, I can't take that much time out of my business. You guys are different. You have people to help you answer the phones, all of that. There is nothing that's going to happen between 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. in the morning that's that urgent.
No.
Yep.
Unless, you know, somebody's dying. And if somebody's dying, they're going to get a hold of you.
If
no
you're
what.
An ER doctor and you're in the ER, suited up, yes. on duty, I'm going to retract that.
No. Yeah. And you're listening to our Empire Building podcast.
Yeah. Then I might retract.
Well, hopefully if you're an ER doctor, you're not lead generating
every day. I know,
right?
Please don't do that.
Please. So true. Yeah. Well, guys, this was awesome. What an awesome episode. And I'm feeling your energy. You guys give me such amazing energy. But I got a lot out of today. The first, which I love that Wendy added, is, you know, to really start your day really with having a good night's sleep, which really starts the night before, right? Having that good night's sleep. We talked about the importance of coming apart, or you're going to come apart, right? You got to have time for yourself to make sure that you're protecting your own energy. And that takes many times making sure that we're taking vacations and taking time to ourselves. And then we went over the 5-step energy plan, which is really important to have accomplished by 11 a.m. So you want to focus on your spiritual energy with meditating and praying. You want to focus on your physical energy with exercise and what you put into your body through eating. You want to focus on your emotional energy, hug, kiss, laugh with your family or your loved ones. You want to focus on your mental energy, which is planning your calendar. And then 5, your business energy, which is lead generate. Well, this was so good, guys. I got so many good takeaways, and we hope that you implement what you learned on today's podcast, and you have a big business, but we want you to have an even bigger life, which protecting and setting your energy up is so key for that. So, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.